T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New England Patriots running back James White is brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots, by Feldman Land Surveyors, right from the ground up, and brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Do you keep track of this stuff? Did you know that your 60 yards from scrimmage in the first quarter last night was the most you've ever had in a first quarter of a game in the NFL?
No idea. I learned a lot of stats from you guys.
But you know what I liked the most? Because we talked about this last year. Let James run the ball. Don't just let him catch passes. First two plays, you were running the football.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the play call is, I just want to go out there and execute it, whether it's running, catching, blocking. I mean, Coach McDaniels does a great job of dialing up the right play at the right time, so I just do whatever it takes.
When the double pass is called in the huddle, is there like a little bit more juice there? Like when you're like, all right, here we go, Edelman's going to throw it, going to come back to me. Like this, it's a little different, or is it, all right, that's just another play, we've worked on this?
That means we better run it right. I think that's what, when you get a play like that, just hopefully we execute it right, because it can create a big play, and it did for us last night.
Well, when you have, and we've seen this, and there's a ton of playmakers on offense all around the board, how much easier does it make your job? Because now you get certain matchups, and, you know, I mean, let's be honest, it's hard for linebackers who don't cover to cover a guy that can run routes and catch the football. Does it make your job that much easier when you have a ton of playmakers on the field with you?
I mean, it's always good to have a bunch of playmakers on our team, mm-hmm. Which we do at the receiver position. Tight ends, the guys can do it as well, and then running back, so we all just want to win our matchups,
right.
No matter who's across from us, whether it's a linebacker, safety, corner, just want to win your matchups and be in the right spot if it's in zone coverage. So if Tom looks our way, we're open.
Right.
Do you guys, and going back to the double pass thing, because when I was watching the replay, there's a little play acting going on your part. I was watching you. Oh, there's nothing going on here. I'm just sort of walking down. I mean, there's a little stuff that you got to try to sell here.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to sell it. Everybody has to sell it pretty much. Julian did a great job of selling it, like he was going to throw across the field and threw it back to me. And offensive line did a great job of getting down in front of me and making blocks. So it's a great team play, and it's about execution.
Now, you and Philip Dorsett were on the same high school team, right?
Yep.
So you've been seeing him make plays for a long time, and he's a guy that
doesn't get
nearly as much attention. Now, Wiggy's loving him.
I love him.
He doesn't get as much attention as a lot of the guys on the team, but it just seems like he has some crazy stat now with Brady where it's like 18 straight passes that he has caught. He seems to just do exactly what he needs to do.
Yeah, he's a playmaker, man. He may not be out there every single play, but when his number's called on, it's usually a big play or touchdown or some nature. And he's always been like that ever since high school. Just a pretty quiet guy, but when his number's called, it's usually a big play.
Now, we talked about, you know, having playmakers on the team, and obviously you guys are in the process or about to add somebody like Antonio Brown. What does adding a player of his caliber mean to an already explosive offense?
Well, I mean, you know, he's a tremendous football player. He's had a lot of success mm-hmm. over the course of his career, and I said we welcome him in here, and I know the guy works extremely hard, so I'm sure he'll come in ready to work.
As a captain on this team, as part of the leadership group, will there be any discussion with him about how you guys do things here? Don't know what it was like where you were before, but this is how we do it here.
I mean, I'm sure Coach Belichick will handle that.
Not the players, necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Coach Belichick will handle that. And like I said, I'm sure the guy will come in ready to work. I know he works extremely hard. He's from where I'm from, so, I mean, I've seen it all the time. And I mean, he'll come in ready to play.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's a South Florida guy. Now he's older than you are, so you guys didn't play against each other in high school or anything. But do you have any relationship with him at all?
I don't, but I mean, like I said, you watch him ever since we were younger. Being the South Florida guy, you look up to guys like that. So I said I've been watching him for a long time.
Now the thing that, and I think you kind of mentioned it a little bit, is, you know, I when I played here, it was a different era, but it was still the same thought process as far as players. There's no, like, players just come in and they know this is how things are ran. It's no, like, we have to tell this guy this or that. I mean, kind of like give people a little bit of insight where, you know, it's like known, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Not much needs to be said. I think when you, as soon as you step into the building from the first team meeting or just step into the locker room, everybody talks to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody works hard. It's like a family-like atmosphere. And you'll see how intense the meetings are and how the walkthroughs right. and practice and everything. It doesn't take long for guys to figure it out.
Right.
You're one of the captains on this team, as we mentioned. A couple of other guys who are captains. Dave Andrews is captain. Can't play. Gives you an idea of the respect he has on this team. Landon Roberts surprised some folks when he was named one of the captains. Did it surprise you?
No, I mean, he's a guy. He's a tone setter out there. He hits extremely hard. He's a very physical guy, and he's a vocal guy. I mean, some guys, I mean, maybe the fans may not see that, but he works hard. He's continued to work on his craft, and he's been more and more vocal. And I mean, he's a good player for us. So I mean, I'm proud of him.
What did you think of the offensive line? Because speaking of David Andrews, he's not there. He'd been the starting center for the last 4 years, so there are already some new guys in there. And then Cannon goes down with an injury, so you got to see a lot of new faces. Isaiah Wynn's first career start. So what did you think of their performance?
I think they did well. I mean, obviously it wasn't perfect, and nobody was perfect out there. So, I mean, they'll continue to get better each and every week. And like I said, Isaiah did good, Ted did good, and the rest of the guys that stepped in there when Marcus went down, they did their job as well. So I mean, we're all get better. It's just week one. Obviously happy to come out with a win, but there's still things to improve on.
Now, you talked about Josh McDaniels and some of the things that he's able to do. How excited are you moving forward as far as, you know, week in and week out, knowing, because there were some things that I saw last night. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. At times it was you and Burkhead in the backfield, and that's something that, you know, looked like a little bit of a new wrinkle. How excited is it for you as a player to know you can continue to expand on a playbook like this and Josh McDaniels being the leader of, you know, getting you guys to do a lot of different things?
Yeah, for him, if we show him we can do things on the practice field, he'll he'll dial it up and call it on game day. So the more each and every player shows what they're capable of, I mean, there's no ending to it. Like I said, me and Rex being out there at the same time, it could be three backs, it could be five receivers. Right. I mean, you never know what it can be, and he does a great job of designing things.
There are folks who think that your quarterback's too damned old, but that arm doesn't look very old, does it?
No, it doesn't. Like I said, he gets better and better with time, man. He's a leader of our team, and he works extremely hard. Been doing this for such a long time. And I said, for a young guy walking into this building, I see a guy who's been doing it at such a high level for like 20 years, and we can't help but want to go out there and compete and play hard for a guy like that.
What's a night like last night like? Because obviously Bill Belichick's always about the next season, and all you guys are the next game, and it's just one game at a time. But it is also a time to look back at what you were able to accomplish last year, and just all the festivities, all the trophies are there, all the former players are there, some of your former teammates are there, and it's you could say it's another game, but it really isn't. It's quite different.
Well, we don't really get to see all the
all the hoopla before the
game. You didn't see Godsmack, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's cool to see some of the old Patriot players, you know, all that stuff. Gronk, Willie McGinnis, Martellus is. You know, Ninkovich, all those guys coming out to support us. It's always good to see those guys. But it was a great atmosphere. The fans were into it for four quarters, and, you know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Now, you look at last night's game, and you look at the defense, and, you know, Tom has talked about this before, you know, how you compete against this defense every time, and then you go up against another defense. Things seem to be a little bit easier because of what, you know, you guys have been able to accomplish on the football field. What's that feel like when you know that the unit across from you, your defense, can go out there and do the type of things that they can do to a very good Pittsburgh offense?
Yeah, I mean, we try and make each other better on the practice field, you know, all during training camp and during the season as well. Those guys, they're very versatile. They're good at every level, and they challenge us, and we try and challenge them. And it's just good on good out there, and it's good to see them go out there and hold a good offensive 3 points. And like I said, they're going to be tough to play against.
Does it make it a little bit easier, like, as a player when you go out there and you've been in, you know, situations when you go up against guys that are so good on your defense, and then maybe you'll go up against guys and you're like, wow, man, the game is easier than practice.
I mean, I wouldn't say it makes it easier, but you know what to expect
with
good competition. And you've been doing it in practice, so it gives you the confidence to go out there and do it during the game. If you go out there and execute against our defense, and you're like, man, I can go out there and play hard and execute the same play. So it's just great preparation.
I don't have to tell you that the Patriots have had problems playing in Miami. It's been a while now, and last year's was a nightmare the way that game ended. You're a South Florida guy. Why is it so hard for this team to go down there and play well?
I don't know. Nobody really knows what the reason is, but I said we know it's a great challenge for us going down there and playing there, and they always play us hard down there. So you got to come out from the first snap to the last snap, be locked in, play physical, don't turn the ball over, and just go out there and play Patriot football. I think that's what it'll take.
And we also saw last year, you know, Matt Patricia may not have had the best team, but against you guys, it was a little bit of a different story. Brian Flores very clearly does not have the best team down in Miami, but all the years here, he definitely knows you guys as well as any other coach would in the league.
I mean, it's just one football game. Like I said, it's one football game they played. Doesn't tell what type of team they are one football game. So those guys are going to come in. They're going to be fired up. They're going to want to bounce back. So got to be on our A game.
And Bill does a good job of making sure that you guys don't buy into the noise. So, right, you know, Miami, they struggle in week one. They give up 59 points to Baltimore. What are some of the things that Bill is saying in those meetings, saying, hey, fellas, don't look at what they did last week and think that this is the team that you're going to be playing against?
I mean, nothing's declared after right. 1 week. Like I said, we've been 0-1 before plenty of times, so I mean, they're going to come out fired up. Like I said, they have a lot of juice. I mean, it's Patriots versus Dolphins is always a good football game. So they're going to come out ready to go, and we better be too.
We always appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.